This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Hi, everybody. That's right. You're listening to FUBAR Radio. I'm Harriet Rose. I've got a very exciting show for you today. Not only have we got a plethora of guests, but of course we've got Champion of the Week, and this week we are celebrating. We are celebrating because Beyoncé and Jay-Z have finally released their joint album, Everything Is Love, under the Carters, a brand new name. I don't even know if they've got a Twitter handle, you know. I searched it, I don't think they do. So maybe jump on that if you want to make some money, go and get at the Carters, because I haven't seen it. I have not seen it. We're going to be going in deep on that later, and plus we're going to be touching on some stories that I've got for you, exciting stuff about some musical things coming from a certain racing driver, Christina Aguilera related. Plus, we're going to be talking a bit about Mike Shinoda, Tom Grennan, and Kanye West. When can we get away with this show without talking about Kanye West? I don't know. Also, there's been a bit of a plethora of, I love using the word plethora. I think I probably say it three times a week, every week on this show. You're welcome. There's been a plethora of songs this week that have been released that are ultimate bangers. I think as we go into summer, it seems like everybody panics and is like, I want to have the Bodak Yellow of the summer. I want to be the person that has that song that everyone goes nuts for. Now, I think there's a few in contention, especially on Everything Is Love album. But before we go into that, because I've told you we're doing that later, so stop asking me to do it now. Tyga is in the... Oh, sorry. Oh, she's a real idiot. Not put her phone on silent. Classic. Before we go into anything else, I'm going to play you one of the contenders, I think, for banger. It's more the beat for me than anything, because Tyga's great. Like, I'm not obsessed with him. I think he's awesome. I think he comes out with good songs. But this song specifically, the beat is off the chain. I'll chat a little bit more about the song itself on the way out. But this is Taste featuring Offset.
Slide on a pimp gang with my pinky ring. Lot of gang, lot of bitches in the icy chain. While you claim that you rich, that's a false claim. I be straight to the whip, no baggage claim. Whole lot of styles, can't even pronounce the name. You ain't got no style, see you on my Instagram. I be rocking it like it's fresh out the pan. Only when I'm taking pics, I'm the middleman. Walk talking like a boss, I just lift a hand. 3 million cash, call me Rain Man. Money like a shower, that's my rain dance. And we all in black, like it's gangland. Say the wrong words, you be hangman. Why me stick to your bitch like a spray tan? Mister, what kind of car you in? In the city, love my name, nigga, I ain't gotta say it. Taste, she can get a taste. Taste, taste, she can get a taste. Taste, taste, fuck what a nigga say. It's all the same like Mary Kate. Taste, taste, she can get a taste. Taste, taste, let you get a taste. Taste, taste, do you love the taste? Yeah, that's cool, but he ain't like me. A lot of girls like me, niggas wanna fight me. Nigga, get your ass checked like a fucking Nike. Me not icy, that's unlikely. And she gon' suck me like a fucking high C. Chains on the neck for the whole team. And I feel like Gucci with the ice cream. And my bitch want the Fenty, not the Maybelline. I'm the black JB, the way these bitches scream. Make these bitches scream. Pretty little thing. Like my nigga AE. Say, yeah, that I mean. Taste, taste. She can get a taste. Taste, taste. She can get a taste. Taste, taste. Fuck what a nigga say. It's all the same like Mary Kate. Taste, taste. She can get a taste. Taste, taste. Let you get a taste. Taste, taste. Do you love the taste? Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I'ma put the drip on the plate. Yeah, diamond ice glaze, niggas imitate. Hey, hey, feed me grapes, maybe with the Drake. Slow pace in the Wraith, got this shit from base. Diamonds at the bar, the cookie hitting hard. The Roberts in par, I'm at it on Mars. Shotgun shells, we gon' always hit the tar. Popcorn, bitch, shell popping out the cartridge. 3400 outside, char bar. 4-8-8 Ferrari. Make her get on top of me and rob me like a heart. She wanna keep me company and never want to bar me. Yeah, fish tail in the parking lot. I don't kick it with these niggas cause they talk about you. Yeah, and I got the fight, don't make me spark it at you. Yeah, keep it in my back pocket like it's a wallet. Like the way she suck it like a jelly. Stack it up and put up with the whole project. And she got that paddock on water moccasin. I'm rich in real life, I get that profit copy.
Taste, she can get a taste. Let you get a taste. Taste, taste.
Do you love the taste? Yeah, that's cool, but he ain't like me. LA, you can get a taste. Miami, you can get a taste. Oakland, you can get a taste. New York, do you love a taste? Chi-town, you can get a taste. Houston, you can get a taste. Hey, Portland, you can get a taste. Overseas, let the bitch taste. She can get a taste. She can get a taste. Do you love a taste? Worldwide, they gon' get a taste.
Do, do, do. I like that. Tiger. Do, do, do. Taste featuring Offset. In the running to be, I think, one of the big summer bangers, if you don't mind me asking. Mind me asking? Mind me telling you? So, bit of a weird one with that, right? So there's a video attached to it. Ooh, I went a bit weird then in my ears. Was that me? Was that the mics? Did it go weird? Oh, I'm just going insane. Okay, that's fine. I may or may not collapse in a second. Taste featuring Offset, Tiger, Start Again. So there's a video for this, yeah? And it involves various scantily clad ladies having a lovely time, a few different party scenes. As you can imagine, there's water involved, water pistols on some bottoms. There's a bit of roller skating. Wiz Khalifa's in there. Kanye West sent Tiger, I think he sent it directly to Tiger. He sent it to one of Tiger's friends, I don't know, saying that it was the best video of all time. Now, I struggle with that because there's videos like Michael Jackson Thriller that really spring to mind when I think of best video of all time. But it's a good video, don't get me wrong. And I think the song, separate from the video, I think the song is very good. The beat is insane. Maybe that's what Kanye's attached to, I don't know. But check out the video, because in Kanye's eyes, it's the best video of all time. So that's all I've got to say about it, really. Tiger with his new bringing there, featuring Offset. I think that will be one that is banged a lot in the clubs this summer. I think it's going to be get bigger and bigger and bigger. I just think that woo, 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 is really like hooky. I'm into it a lot. I'm a bit obsessed with it. I know when I'm a bit obsessed, because if I can listen to a song, you know, like when you go into iTunes and you find this, you just search a song and it just comes up with that one song, but you're walking and you're doing stuff and you just end up listening to it like 8 times. That's when I know it's definitely going to be one for the summer. So have a listen, take a watch of the video, see if you agree with Kanye West. See if you agree with Kanye West and let me know what you think. Also, some really cool stuff is happening right now. On the nose of Kanye, we'll just link to that. Mr. Paul McCartney's been having a little chit-chat about his time when he worked on 4-5 Seconds with Kanye West and Rihanna, of course. And he was talking a little bit about how the writing process and how different it is, because he was saying that in the Beatles they literally sat down with a guitar, worked on the song, made the song and then left, whereas with him it was like, he called it an intriguing process, because Kanye apparently spent a lot of time staring at pictures of Kim Kardashian, which I think legit, you know, there's nothing wrong with staring at pictures of your wife, but apparently it's because he is so inspired by her that he just stares at pictures of her and then music comes out. I mean, I'm going to try it tonight when I go home, just stare at some pictures of her, see if I can make some music. I don't know what will happen. If you guys at home maybe want to try it too, well, let's see what happens. But Mr. McCartney said he was quite surprised at the time, but then realised that there was method in his madness, because 4-5 Seconds is a really good song. So if you want to know a bit more about Kanye West's process, look at some pictures of Kim Kardashian and see where it gets you. On another note, previous guest Tom Grennan, who we love, has announced that he's going to be doing a world record attempt for the most live gigs in 12 hours. I think that's pretty impressive. It's a Guinness Book of Records vibe. I don't know if you used to have Guinness Book of Records books when you were younger, but I did. I had all of them. And I think it's a pretty ace achievement to kind of get in there. So the rising star is going to be releasing his debut album Lighting Matches next month, and ahead of his appearances at Reading and Leeds, and he's also playing Why Not and Kendall Calling. He's giving himself, it's sort of, I'm assuming it's a bit of a promo, bit of a challenge to kind of put a bit of heat onto his new album, which there's nothing wrong with that because this guy is a talent. So if you haven't checked him out, Tom Grennan. I'm actually going to play a little clip from when he came on in the show because you know how far ahead of the game we are. We've already had Tom Grennan in the studio. This is where he chatted a little bit about a little known singer called Adele who he'd like to have a little collab with. You've obviously already collabed with Chasing Status, but who, other than them, who would be your ideal collaboration partner for another track? Maybe we can hit someone up while we're live on air.
I'd probably say Adele, innit?
Oh, I'm wow, that would be sick. You've got to go big, babe. You've got to go big.
Of course, innit? Of course. I'd definitely say Adele.
So the 2017 is the year of Adele and Tom Grennan, yeah?
Imagine. That'd be wicked. Shouts out to Adele. Bring me in, Adele.
Big up, Adele. If you're listening, you need to get this boy in the studio with you. I feel like in the guests that come in here, a lot of them shout out Adele to do, like, songs with. I don't know whether it's because they think when they come in, they're like, this is the kind of show that Adele listens to. That's all I'm saying. Maybe they just think that this is the right place to shout out Adele. Everybody wants to do a collaboration. I want to do a collaboration with Adele. Hopefully Tom Grennan's going to get in the studio with her. Who knows? You never know. But a couple of, I've kind of got it in my head that a couple of artists have hit up Adele for a little collab, but we'll see. We've never seen her really do many, well, she's never recorded and released a collab, has she? So it'd be exciting if she did. And then if she did it with a really up and coming artist, that would be sick as well. You can catch him. He's going to be doing, so this 12 hours, he's going to be in Bolton, Knutsford, Market Drayton, Bridge North, Pershore, Monmouth, Brockworth, Farringdon, Chipping Sodbury, which is the best place name I've ever heard, and Marlborough. A lot of those feel like names that you hear when you're going somewhere on a train and you don't know where they are, especially Chipping Sodbury. So he's going to be travelling around all those places, playing a 12 hours of constant gigs. He's going to be very tired by the time he gets to Marlborough, so you better have the energy there, Marlborough. He's also going on tour in October. You can catch him in all the usual places. He's actually playing all the O2 academies, plus Manchester Academy, and you can catch the dates. That's 10th of October to the 23rd of October. You should check this guy out. He's really nice, and he's doing a lot of good stuff, so I'm excited for this guy. Right, up next, we're going to play some more music now. This is a girl band that we're really excited about at FUBAR Radio. We're going to hope to get them in the studio. They're called Four of Diamonds. This is their track Name on It featuring Burna Boy. Just telling you a little bit about them. They're sort of like, I feel like they're like 90s R&B girl band, 21st century vibe. Caroline, Sophia, Yasmin and Lauren make up the four-piece girl band. People are getting very excited. They've got loads of following. Their first single, Name on It, kind of came out a little while ago, and then this is the follow-up. This is their brand new single. Sorry, this is not the follow-up. This is the follow-up of the same name. No, this is, it's just, it kind of sets them apart. It's they're nipping at the heels of Little Mix. That's the vibe I get off them, but more of an R&B flex, I feel. Very excited about these girls. Let's get them in the studio, please. If you're listening, girls, come on in. I've just moved their song right to the bottom of the thing, so let's make small talk until that point. Later on the show, by the way, guys, we've got loads of really exciting guests. I'm going to be playing a game with S4U. If you haven't heard of S4U, they are a two-piece who are making some sexy ass R&B. Let's talk a bit about that later. This is Name on It featuring Burna Boy. Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio. You're locked in. Stay here till 6 p.m. please.
bed. You never, never look me in my eyes. Girl, don't I give you everything you ask of me? Love, I'm in money, but now you want me in money. Yeah. Baby girl, you know that's a challenge. Cause everybody know man is savage. My enemies go for the people I love. I try not to let them know. So when you're done playing, you can come find me. Find me. You never find another, another like me.
Body, for God's sake. I mean, don't do that, because I think you've got to really make a serious decision if you're going to put someone else's name on your body. Because look at Zayn, who put someone's eyes on his body and then they broke up. Maybe they've got back together now because of the eye thing. You've got to be careful what you tattoo on yourself, guys. But if you'd like to get Harriet Rose tattooed on you, then go for it. But more importantly, maybe you should get www.foobarradio.com on you, because Nat's got that across her forehead and it looks absolutely sick. Now, you know I'm a very giving person. It's just who I am. It's in my nature. So I'm giving away some tickets. Me, personally, I've gone out and got these for you. No, Belly, the artist from America, he's sick. If you haven't checked him out, he's just done a song with The Weeknd that we're going to play in a minute. He is going to be performing at XOWire, which, as we know, is a really good venue. I've seen a lot of artists there. I've seen a plethora of like different. Like, I saw M&EK there. I've seen Alma there. I've seen M.O. there. It's a good place. It's a good venue to see artists. He's signed by Roc Nation, championed by Jay-Z, singer-songwriter. He was actually on Wiley's Godfather album, which I did not know until about 2 seconds ago when I saw the song. So a little bit of knowledge for both me and you there. We're going to be tweeting a song in a little minute. Tweeting a link in a minute, where all you have to do is follow FUBAR and retweet the competition tweet, and we're giving away 3 pairs, so you're in with a chance. You know, don't hog it and try and come at me and get 6 tickets for you. 2, 2, and 2, guys. We've got to be fair about this. But yeah, all you have to do, retweet, follow FUBAR, and you can go and have a lovely time watching Belly at XOY. We're actually going to play his new song a little bit later in the show, featuring The Weeknd. It's a kind of slow banger, but it's still a banger all the same. Now, before we do that, I wanted to talk to you a bit about what I'm going to be going into next. Everything Is Love has got me all twisted on my vocabulary. I can't even speak. It's my champion of the week this week. We're going to be going deep into the song in a little minute. But before we do, I thought we'd kick off by playing a bit of Ape Shit, because I want to get you into the mood of how you should be feeling about this album.
Put some respect on my check. Pay me in equity.
Pay me in equity.
Watch me reverse out of dicks. He got a bad bitch, bad bitch. We live in lavish, lavish. I get expensive fabrics. I got expensive habits.
He wanna go with me. He likes to roll away. He wanna be with me. He wanna give me that vitamin D.
Give me the ball.
fall. Take a top shift. Call my girls and put them all on a spaceship. Hang one night with him, say I'll make you famous. Hey. Have you ever seen a stage going ape shit? Step my money fast and go.
Fucking coop, finna pull up in the zoo. I'm like, Chief, keep me Rafiki, who been Lion King to you? Pocket watch it like kangaroos. Tell these clowns we ain't amused. Nana clips for that monkey business. 4-5 got change for you. Motorcades when we came through. Presidential with the planes too. Went better get you with the residential. Undefeated with the cane too. I said no to the Super Bowl. You need me, I don't need you. Every night we in the end zone. Tell the NFL we in stadiums too. Last night was a fucking zoo. Stage diving in a pool of people. Ran through Liverpool like a fucking beetle. Smoking Rilla glue like it's fucking legal. Tell the Grammys, fuck that 0 for 8 shit. Have you ever seen a crowd going 8 shit?
Step my money fast and go.
Fast, fast.
Fast like my Lambo.
Scoo, scoo, scoo.
Jumping off the stage, oh.
Jumping, jumping, hey, hey.
Crowd better save up.
Crowd going, yeah, yeah.
I can't believe we made it.
This is what we made, man.
This is what we thankful for.
This is what we thank, man.
I can't believe we made it.
It's a different thing.
Have you ever seen a crowd going 8 shit?
Danger.
Whole lot of gangin', 35 chains. I don't give a damn about the fame.
Nope.
GA planes, Alexander Wayne.
Woo.
She a thought that you claim.
Woo.
Can be tapping my rain. Oh. And I'm popping my bitches, I'm popping. We go to the dealer and top it off. Sipping my favorite alcohol. Got me so lit, I need Tylenol. All of my people are free, I'm on. I feel no one wanna see the stars. Sending the missiles off. Tricking my inhibitions off.
Yeah.
250 for the rich and meal. Yeah, yeah. Live in the field. My body make jiggle go near. Man, my mama, my lord, my shield. And they wishing they equal. I got M's on the back of Ibiza. Give me the ball, give me the ball. Take a top shift. Call my girls and put them all on a spaceship. Hang one night with him, say I'll make you famous. Have you ever seen a crowd going ape shit? Step my money fast and go.
Everything is love. That's Ape Shit, the second song from the brand new album by The Carters. Now, let's chat a little bit about it. It is this week's Champion of the Week. Now, I know it might seem a bit obvious, but the reason I've picked this week for Champion of the Week is because I'm a huge fan of Beyoncé, I'm a huge fan of Jay-Z, but also I feel like there's a lot more to this album than just music. They actually also, I feel kind of linked to it, even though I wasn't there, because they launched it. They launched the sort of announcement at the London show live, and they played their video for Ape Shit, which was, of course, as we all know, and if you don't, then you need to go and check it out immediately. They filmed the video for Ape Shit in the Louvre, which is in Paris. If you haven't been there, again, you need to visit it. It's a very, very intellectual place. Now, apparently, backstory of this is they visited the Louvre a few times. There were some pics in 2014 that were quite bougie of them, like posing with the Mona Lisa. And actually, I don't think, from what the Louvre have said, I don't think it's that difficult to book out the Louvre. For some reason, you can do it for not, well, it's like 20 grand or something, but it's not like £1 million. Although I'm sure it was probably a bit more expensive because they were probably there for a little minute, weren't they? But loads of things have been filmed there. Think about it, like films and stuff with Mona Lisa in the background. There's definitely been films and things made in there. But this is the kind of biggest, I think, sort of use of it, because it's obviously across the whole 3.5-4 minute video. It's beautiful, the whole video, by the way, just to tell you if you haven't seen it already. I'm only going to touch on this lightly because I'm sure the whole world has seen it, but they use a lot of the artwork. It's essentially they're doing a lot of contradictions in terms of using it's known as a very Well, essentially, it's old, it's arty, and it's a bit stuffy in a way. And I feel like Beyonce and Jay-Z going in there and doing this video brings it into the 21st century and also brings their power to the forefront, which I think this is what, which is what this album has done for them. They are showing how far they've come, what they've achieved, how much money they have, which I really, really, for some reason, it's really... I don't know, you can really link with them in this album because the way they talk about their success is not, it's not like sickening, it's not overt, it's just really, it brings you close to them, it makes you feel like, yeah, I can achieve this, I can go there with them. And I feel like that's what they've done with the Louvre. It's beautiful, the whole, the choreographing, everything, the clothes, the whole thing is absolutely stunning. It's directed by Ricky Sayz, who we know from the Beyoncé video, which is from the 2013 Beyoncé album. Stylistically, it's just next level. There's a huge list of the art works that they've featured, but the main factor for me is that Beyonce and Jay-Z are consistently upstaging the Louvre, which is something that I think, you know, when you're upstaging pieces of art that have been around for hundreds and hundreds of years, you're pretty sick in the universe, to be fair. Beyonce was styled by her long-term collaborator Zarina Akers and Jay-Z by June Ambrose. I think they did a sick job. The colours, like at the beginning where Beyonce's wearing the pink suit and Jay-Z's wearing the green suit, it just looks so beautiful. Her sort of power and feminism throughout the video is sort of mocked by the fact that she's wearing a colour that's normally associated with girly, feminine, pink, you know, it's kind of that vibe. But she's going against that with her whole attitude throughout the video. It's just giving off the absolute opposite of that. So she's kind of reinventing the pink colour, I feel, with that outfit. The whole video is sick. Go and check it out. I'm going to move on now to the album itself. It features Pharrell, Rory from Stone Love, Offset, Quavo, Ty Dolla $ign. Now, I feel like it's a bit like when your parents get on like the flex of Ed Sheeran. You know, when like your mum is like, I've heard of Ed Sheeran. In a way, because they're kind of, they're hip hop and R&B dynasty, Jay-Z and Beyonce. I love that they've got Offset, Quavo, Ty Dolla $ign in the video. And even Beyonce starts skirt skirting in the songs, which I absolutely love. 713 is a straight banger. You can obviously hear the insert, the hook of from Still DRE on the track, which was originally actually co-written by Jay-Z. So it's a nice little throwback to something that he's achieved in the past. And I feel like they're bringing it in with that 713. That's probably the biggest banger for me, other than Ape Shit on the album. Also, I was a big fan of that album, that Dr. Dre album as well. So I think it was 2001, if I'm correct. I'm sorry if I'm wrong, but that was one of my favorite albums in the world anyway, as a youngster. You know the line, representing from my hustlers all across the world, still dipping in my Lolo's, girl. She made it her own. She loved it. That's not the only time she does references, by the way. She references B.I.G., the Juicy track in Heard About Us. I'm going to play another song by them now that I've had a chat about 713. I thought I'd play it. And on the way back, we'll just have a quick chat about a few other bits in the album, plus Pharrell's little insert in there. He actually also co-wrote and produced some of the stuff as well. This is 713, The Carters.
This... cash and deposit, 24 karat faucets, Louis V and Goyard trunks all in the closet. Ain't shit changed, the streets are still watching, and my little baby blue is like, who gon' stop us, huh?
Ain't no way to stop this love. Ain't no space if everything.
I'm representing for the hustlers all across the world.
Still
dipping in my Lolo's, girl.
You played it cool at the pool of Cancun, being made. Confidence you exude, make the fools stay away. Me, I play my room, let the fools how they say. Fake, had me sitting next to you on a plane, and I knew straight away. Next time we would speak was like 2 years away. You had a man, you shut it down until you two had a break. I bet that dude ruled the day, you kept me up on the phone while you were away. You came back, I let you set the date, no boo on the plate. I bought my dude to play it cool, my first foolish mistake. Cash in deposit, 24 karat faucets, Louis V and Goyard trunks all in the closet. Ain't shit changed, the streets are still watching, and my little baby blue is like, who gon' stop us, huh?
Ain't no way to stop this love. Ain't no space if everything.
I'm representing for the hustlers all across the world.
Still
sipping in my Lolo's, girl. I put it down for the 713, and we still got love for the streets.
I never knew a love like this. Gotta be special for me to write this. Queen, I ain't mean no disrespect, but the way I network, it's hard for me to connect. My first time in the ocean went exactly as you'd expect. Meanwhile, you going hard, jumping off the top deck. A leap of faith, I knew I was up next. I never told you, but I told a few people we wed. Me, I'm off the roam, you going back home instead. My first time in my life, a live nigga fell dead. You came back, I had to act like it was cool in my head. Thoughts of jumping the broom, a player never been swept. Cash in deposit, 24 karat faucets, Louis V and Goyard trunks all in the closet. Ain't shit changed, the streets are still watching, and my little baby blue is like, who gon' stop
us, huh? I'm representing for the hustlers all across the world.
Still
dipping in my Lolo's, girl.
Still.
I put a dime for the 713, and we still got love for the street.
To all the good girls that love hustlers, to the mothers that put up with us, to all the babies that suffer cause us, we only know love because of ya. America's a motherfucker to us. Lock us up, shoot us. Shoot our self-esteem down, we don't deserve true love. Black queen, you rescued us. You rescued us.
713, the Carters. We are talking Everything Is Love right now on FUBAR Radio. So, obviously, this is discussing their marriage. Everyone's talking about it like the tip of the triangle, because obviously we had Lemonade and then we had 444 and then now we've got this. And it's sort of, Lemonade was quite a, in a way, like there was a lot of revelations, there was a lot of raw anger, there was a lot of passion, there was a lot of emotion. 444 was very apologetic, very sort of drawn back. But in this album, they are so honest, and it's, I really, really, really love how honest they are. There's a point where I think Beyonce says something about them having to get remarried because he ruined the first ring. And I just, it, and she talks about it like, you know, when I met the girl that you basically cheated on me with. And there's just, I feel like because they're that famous, they've just decided that they're going to choose how open they are being about it, which means that it's as open as it possibly could be, this album. They discuss it, they talk about it. They even touch on the rumors that Jay-Z has fathered a love child. I think it's quite amazing. I mean, if some of it is true, then they're doing a great job of, like, it's just a clever kind of move to be like, you can't control what you know. We're going to control it. We're going to control how much of our lives you're privy to, and we're going to give you everything. Lots of people have been tweeting about it, of course. I love this one. I just want to say I admire the Carters for fighting for what they felt was worth it. Marriages don't survive that kind of betrayal, and with as successful as they are, walking would have been so much easier. They found something worth saving, and it ain't just money. I kind of agree with that, you know. Everyone judges people naturally. That's how we are. We're humans. But I feel like in this specific circumstance, because other people have experienced it, or friends or family have experienced it with infidelity and cheating, we don't know what's gone behind closed doors. And it seems like to me, well, they actually say it in one of the songs, that they broke up and then they got back together and then they restarted after he had this affair or whatever. And I've got a lot of kudos for a couple that could be so strong. Someone also said, this is Jen McAllister said, I'm always like, okay, when people rap about how rich they are in music, but when the Carters do it, I'm like, yes, bitch, fuck it up. I agree. I don't know why. It seems really, the humility is still there, even though they're talking about how rich they are. They talk a little bit about how they're going to be on the Forbes list, and their family and their family's family and their family's family for years and years and years, because they're that rich. There's a lot of points in it as well that I like about, because obviously Beyonce did this with Lemonade as well. And they're both advocates of, because there's a lot of racism occurring in the US right now, and they're highlighting it with this album. With the use of shooting it in the Louvre, they're juxtaposing the sort of colonialist, like the racist elements that have been associated with, you know, artworks like what are in the Louvre. And I just feel like they're making statement after statement that is going to change the world. Without these kind of conversations being started by artists like them, then where will we be? I think they're doing a beautiful thing with this album. And I just feel like as well, they're quelling any chat. You know, obviously Becky with the good hair. They even mentioned Becky with the good hair. They don't say Becky again. I don't think, maybe they do. I'm not sure. But they're just owning it. They're owning their own information, which I think when you're that famous, it can be taken away from you and used against you very, very easily. Apparently, this album is number one in 122 countries, which is crazy. I'm not surprising. And it's also, if you're the kind of listener that's like, oh, listen, I can't listen to 15 songs. Don't worry. This is only 9 songs plus bonus track. So you can chill out. Can I just say as well, Kool & Dre are producer a few of the songs on this. They're really sick. I didn't know much about them, but basically they worked on Summer and 713 and Black Effect and also the bonus track. Not to be confused, by the way, with LL Cool J and Dr. Dre. They're not like synonyms for them. It's Marcello Antonio Valenzo and Andre Christopher Leon, and they've worked with loads of hip hop artists, Fat Joe, Lil Wayne, The Game, Queen Latifah, and many, many more, plus Kendrick Lamar, Remy Ma. So check out some of the production on those tracks. It's Summer, 713, and Black Effect. I love these guys. This is the first time I've come across them knowingly. So check them out. This has been my champion of the week. Thank you to Beyonce and Jay-Z, the Carters, for bringing this to us. Also, I love their daughter Blue's little bit. She comes on and shouts out her other family members on it. Like, her little voice is very cute. Obviously, she's featured a little bit on Jay-Z, but this was her first big moment at the end of one of the tracks. Now, we're going to move on now because I've talked too much about this, and apologies for that. Don't forget, Belly is performing at XOY on the 2nd of July. I've retweeted to try and win some tickets. So you better get in there if you actually genuinely want them. We're going to play his song, What You Want, featuring The Weeknd. But if you want to go and check him out at XOY on the 2nd of July, all you have to do is go and follow us at FUBAR Radio, retweet the competition tweet, and that's it. You might win. And then you get to see Belly. And Nat, my producer, just said something very interesting. What if he brings on Wiley? What if? What if he brings on Jay-Z? What if? So there's a lot of what ifs with this Belly guy. So you better get listening. What You Want, featuring The Weeknd. This is Belly. Oh, excuse me. I lost my voice there. This is Belly. This is Belly. Go retweet right now on the FUBAR Radio Twitter and you might be in with a chance of winning 2 of our 3 pairs of tickets for XOY on the 2nd of July.
What you need, but I got what you want. Fubar Radio presents Sarah Lock and My Sticky.
We're joined on the line by a US star in the game who I think this is definitely panning out to be one of the best albums that have come out this year.
Evidence, ladies and gents.
All right, all right.
We had Fonte on the show from Big Brother a few weeks ago, and he was saying that you were the guy that he looked at in terms of, like, you know, the template. If you're going to go solo, probably best to do it the way Evidence done it.
That's like the biggest compliment probably in my career. He said, you know, Q-Tip and Evidence, the two people I looked at, solo things or whatever. I'm like, wow, that's huge. When him and I talked about it, it's like, yo, hitting that reset button is humbling.
Every Monday, Sarah Love and My Sticky from 4 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
I might pull up a one, maybe two things. Got my old school joint and my new thing. Got my Carolina joint, that's my blue thing. Got my Chinese joint, that's my Wu-Tang. Every other day it's a new thing. Every other day it's a new thing. Every other day it's a new thing. Got my Chinese joint, that's my Wu-Tang. Trade the four-door for the coupe thing. She want them high heels, no shoestring. Chicago floor seats, watch a Lu Dang. Crib 36 chambers, Wu-Tang. She ain't a groupie, but she do the group thing. Puff gave me meals off the blue flame. You niggas two jets, you two plain. Beer gang AK like I'm Hussein. Chief Rock on the bridge like MC Shan. KRS-One smoking on the ether plant. Best thing out the Bronx since Big Pun. You know exactly where you get your shit from. I might pull up a one, maybe two things. Got my old school joint and my new thing. Got my Carolina joint, that's my blue thing. Got my Chinese joint, that's my Wu-Tang. Every other day it's a new thing. Every other day it's a new thing. Every other day it's a new thing. Got my Chinese joint, that's my Wu-Tang.
You see my shoe game, my kicks nice, Liu Kang. You got them after you saw them, you Hussein. They be like, you change, I be like, who change? I keep 3Ks on me like a pull up in that Mustang. New watch, new chain, I got them cities on smash, I am Bruce Wayne. Make a milli every weekend, I'm the new Wayne. So much dope shit, I'm starting to think I need a new flame. Yeah, I got a new name, now they call me Blueface. I'm on fire, blue flames, one whip, two lanes. City boy, no two chains, Remy boy, no zoo gang. The only 12 I fuck with is called the flu gang. I might pull up one, maybe two things. Got my old school joint in my new thing. Got my Carolina joint, that's my blue thing. Got my Chinese joint, that's my Wu-Tang. Every other day it's a new day. Every other day it's a new day. Every other day it's a new thing. Got my Chinese joint, that's my Wu-Tang.
I might pull up a one, maybe two things. Got my old school joint and my new thing. Got my Carolina joint, that's my blue thing. Got my Chinese joint, that's my Wu-Tang. Every other day it's a new thing. Every other day it's a new thing. Every other day it's a new thing. Got my Chinese joint, that's my Wu-Tang.
New thing. That's French Montana joining me right now. All the Alexes in the world. Woo! Small Hours are here.
Hey.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
How are we doing?
Good, thank you. Yeah, very good.
Oh, God, I thought you were like, good, thank you, but. But.
There is a but in there, but it's a silent.
Yeah, it's a silent.
But nothing. So you're both called Alex. Mm. Yes. Is that how you came together? You were like, hold on.
We went for a special meeting of Alexes, and he was the one that I picked out.
I knew it. I knew
I picked
it.
You.
Secret Society of Alexes. True.
Is it called, like, AA?
Oh, where she is.
Oh, maybe AA is something completely different.
That could be a thing. Yeah. That could, should we start an AA?
Yeah, for Alex's. All Alex's
allowed.
Everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, ah! Yeah.
I tried to make everywhere into an A.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining me today. I want to talk, we're going to talk a little bit about you, because your guys' vibe is like, I hate to say this because obviously genres are irrelevant, but for the people listening, it's like alternative pop, R&B, kind of XXY vibe.
Yeah, that's a good
which
place to
sounds
put it.
Like, yeah. I'm saying sexy.
You can say sexy.
XXY.
XXY. We'll take it.
Super XXY. This is your debut. Debut. This is your debut single, Shoebox, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
We're going to play it a little bit later, but we're going to talk about it first. It came out in March. Mm-hmm. It seems to touch on, it's quite raw. Emotions, relationships. Has somebody had their heart broken or is it, are we envisaging heartbreak?
A few times. Yeah. I don't think you've got any business writing songs if you've not had a bit of heartbreak.
True, so, say. That's why I don't write songs. No, I've had a heartbreak.
I'm sure you've broken a few hearts.
Yeah, you know me. No, the thing is, everyone has experienced it, and that's why it works so well, because everyone can relate to it. Mm. Even if it's not in a relationship, it can be, it can be in all forms, can't it?
Mm. I guess it's just that vulnerability and feeling exposed.
Yeah.
Type thing.
So tell me, honestly, how did you guys get together when you sort of started out this? Because it's obviously a brand new project, but you guys have been in the music world for a little while.
Well, we've known each other for about 10 years. Mm.
Because of the Alex thing, I'm assuming.
Because of the Alex thing.
We're just drawn to each other. Yeah. It's a bit of a weird one. We met in Camden. I was playing a sort of like singer-songwriter night sort of thing, playing like really bad reggae covers at Lock 17, and Al was playing at Dingwalls next door at the Rewind magazine party, which was a lot cooler than what I was doing. But we ended up sort of like chatting and hanging out that night, and then, I mean, this is how long ago it was, we chatted on MySpace.
Yes, mate.
Big up MySpace.
Yeah. Thank you, Tom.
And God, don't we all love Tom?
Yeah. Tom's a ledge.
Tom was the only one who like ran a social media platform that I genuinely was like, Tom is my actual friend.
Yeah, he wore the hell out of that white t-shirt.
Oh,
didn't he?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Think so
that cheeky look over his shoulder as well.
It's like, oh, he's so cheeky. Gosh, Tom.
But that's how we met, basically.
And MySpace back in the day was the best way to connect with musicians. Mm. Are your MySpace page still live?
I haven't even checked. I don't know. God.
Oh, please don't put that out there. That's
terrifying.
No,
seriously.
The thought of it is.
But if you are listening, it's Alex Mills at MySpace.
The funny thing is,
get those plays up.
Get their plugs in.
Yeah. People talk about horror films. My horror film is somebody finding my MySpace. Because I tell you why, because I set up MySpace with an email address because I was so scared. Because, you know, back when it first all started, and it was like, if you put your real name, like, you're going to be found and they're just going to steal your identity immediately, even just with your first name.
Oh, okay.
So I was so scared that I like made up a fake email address and like did it like that. Obviously, I had my name on there.
Yeah.
And then I lost the email. I forgot what
so
the email.
So you don't even know where it is to shut it down.
This is it.
Right.
It's on the internet forever.
So like,
does
what
MySpace
sort of like
still exist though? Does
year 2000 straightened hair vibes. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, my hair was so straight.
Yeah.
Have you seen
and profile? Like what's sweat bands?
Shag
that was a thing,
bands.
Wasn't it? Yeah.
Shag bands.
And tramp stamps.
Yeah. Anyway, so you met on MySpace, and then when did you decide to actually?
Oh no, we met in person.
Oh no, sorry,
we met in person.
And
then we met.
Yeah, because you were playing bad reggae covers. I remember.
That's right. Yeah, I was playing Sublime and stuff like that. It was really terrible, but it was fun.
And you looked up, and
I was good at bad reggae.
Do you know what though? If you're going to be good at anything, bad reggae covers is a pretty high up on the list.
There you go. I concur.
And then when did you decide to actually start making music together?
I think about 6 months after that, we started writing sort of poppy stuff together.
Well, I was kind of doing a bit more, I actually was doing stuff with like Roll Deep and people like that, and like a bit sort of grimier. But you know, when you kind of get beats and you're kind of limited to what you can write to because you're kind of stuck within those parameters. And when I started working with Alex, who could play guitar, we were able to kind of create things from the ground up and sort of have these seeds that grew into full songs as opposed to being sort of confined from
great.
The track.
It was really nice to meet each other.
Yeah,
we both needed each other at
that
point.
We did, very much. And it was a lovely period of writing songs together. And then we kind of went off and did our own things. And then with Small Hours, I was actually working with a guy. This was just the first session. I was working with this guy called Mark Pell. Big up Mark. And he was more of a sort of drum guy. And in the first session, he played me loads of beats. And I was like, oh, this is sick, but something's missing.
Yeah.
So I was like, phone Alex and get Alex to come down.
You were like, how many Alexes can I
bring? How many Alexes can we fit in the studio?
What other Alexes do I know that can bring this project really to life?
And literally, he came down and played a bit of bass on what we'd been working on. And the bit of bass that he played was Shoebox. And that was the very first song that we ever created together. And we did it in about 2 hours from start to finish.
Sick.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's cool. How you make music. Yeah. Yeah. That's so cool. So tell me a bit about your previous, before your previous, like...
like criminal record. Yeah. Yeah.
What is your criminal record?
Tag sheet.
What were you both doing in the music industry before you released this track?
I mean, apart from working with Al, I was working as like a session musician. And then I had my own band. I guess this all happened during the time that we've both known each other. So I was playing for like Michael Kiwanuka.
Who I'm a huge, huge fan of.
Yeah, I used to go to school with him. Mm-hmm. And that's how we ended up doing stuff.
Sick.
The band that I was playing in was a three-piece. And we ended up sort of backing him while he was getting picked up by the record company and stuff. So we did like a whole... sort of like, I think it's about a year's worth of touring with him and everything, and that was really, really cool.
Please tell me he's like the loveliest man.
He is the nicest guy.
I knew it. Yeah. I knew it.
All Michaels, you know, it's all the Michaels you got to get in with.
He's one of the people that deserves He really deserves it, like more than anybody. He's like a hardened session head. He played for loads and loads of people before he started doing that. And then I was in a duo called Fine Print. We released a record on B3 Psy in 2015, and that got like a lot of Radio 1 play and things like that. And that's kind of like on a hiatus. And then now I'm here doing this. So
this is the new exciting project to bring 2018 to another level, right?
Yeah. Here we go.
And Alex, did you work with Basement Jacks? Is that right?
I have. Yeah, yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah, they are sick. They're awesome.
But it sounds like you've worked with loads of sick artists.
I've worked with a couple. Yeah, I've been lucky enough to wet my whistle with some pretty awesome people.
How have you found that in terms of your inspirations in what you're making now? Do you find that it was what you were listening to or who you were working with that has moulded you as an artist more?
I think that when you work with on different people's projects, they've got an idea of what they want. And so we kind of went into this of just let us just see what comes out of us. Mm-hmm. So I guess you're always going to write from an accumulation of music that you've listened to and that you've enjoyed and got inspiration from people you've been lucky enough to work with. But I kind of went into it of just trying to be as authentically myself as possible. And
I think in many ways also you can't really... I know there are certain bands in my mind that formed what I like in music now. But I don't think that for a musician, I don't think it's as easy as that, because I think I'm just a listener. I'm not making it. Is there any for you that stick out, like previous artists that you've either worked with or that you just listened to that you were like, that makes me want to make music?
I don't know, like, because we both DJ as well, right? So it's just so much music. I can't really, you know, and there's so many different genres and things like
there
that. It's really difficult to pin down sort of like, I don't know, like one thing or a couple of things. It's just, I guess it's just after years and years and years and listening, it's just, yeah, whatever.
I know I really like Roisin Murphy.
Yeah.
I think she's awesome.
That's a much better answer than mine.
Yeah, no, because I had a moment to marinate on what your question was.
It's a really hard question as well.
Yeah, to sort of. And I've always, going for the obvious ones like Tracy Chapman. And there's a guy called Shaka, actually, who I've known for a while, who also worked with Basement Jacks.
Shaka's awesome.
He's so good. I literally saw him the other day, and I just went up to him and was like, you're like one of my top like writers. I just think he's
got a very powerful energy as
he
well.
He has. And in person as well, he's got a great spirit and a great
aura.
I'm really feeling his
amazing.
Yeah, man. It's
like... like I had a whole theme around it and everything, and I remember like you showing it to me and being like, wow, that's sick.
Listened to it on the beach in India and was just like, man, I love you but I hate you, you too good.
and you supported Elder Island this year,
right?
The beginning of the year, how was that?
It's great.
Yeah,
like we literally, like the first gig we played was like a sold out show in Brighton. Yeah, I mean that was a great tour.
We had a lot of fun.
They're lovely guys as well.
Yeah, they were really supportive, and it was also nice to sort of for our first run to be doing a sold out tour.
That's pretty intense.
It is intimidating, but again, it kind of is a testament to them. They made us feel really welcome and supported us and just helped us through it and stuff. And it was exciting and yeah, it was great.
Well, if you did that, then I know that you've got loads of music in the bank. So what's the plan for the rest of the year? Now you've dropped. Shoebox, what's the plan? What's the next step?
I think just writing more music. We're spending a lot of time in the studio at the moment, and that's kind of the focus. We are in the process of working out a tour for ourselves, but we can't really go into that too much. But but yeah, I think for the foreseeable and for this summer, it's definitely going to be a lot more studio time.
Mm. Yeah. And you're obviously called Small Hours just before you go. Mm-hmm. Everyone has their moment of the day where they're sort of in their element. I would say the Small Hours is my moment as well. Like when it gets to late, early
3:30 in the morning, it's like ding.
Yeah, I love to work. Like, I like to stay up and work. Is that how you guys feel as well?
I'm a real night owl.
He's a real night owl.
It's really bad.
Yeah.
I'm kind of more creative, like first thing when I wake up, when I'm kind of half asleep.
But that's kind of Small Hours
as
well.
Yeah, no, exactly. Mm. Still, as long as the sun's not up, it's but yeah, I guess you are definitely more of
best ideas come to me when they really shouldn't, about four in the morning.
Four in the morning, when you should be asleep.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess in terms of the creative side of Small Hours, that's kind of when we've done most of our creating for this project.
Oh, so that's really lovely that it so it all kind of links in with that, which is like very, very, very nice.
Yeah.
With all the Alexes and the Small Hours. So I think we should play some. I'm going to just get it up for us. But is there anything you want to plug before you go? Like, are you doing any gigs soon that any people can go and watch?
Again, it's just going to be a lot of studio work. We've got a couple, but it's kind of like we're going to save it for our socials when we announce what's happening with
perfect. So where can everyone find you on socials where they can get all the info?
It's smallhours.ofc.
Great.
So you can get us on Instagram at smallhours.ofc, and that's on Facebook as well.
Wicked. Mm. We're going to play Shoebox now. Can you introduce it for us?
We are Small Hours, and this is our debut single. It is called Shoebox.
Can't hide beneath a microscope. There's nothing more I needed than time. Now the corners of my soul are strewn across your highway. There's nowhere left to run now. Wish I could feel it's better that way. Wanna put you back in my shoebox.
Hi, I'm Mabel, and you're listening to Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Need a big God, big enough to hold your love. Need a big God, big enough to fill you up. Keep me up at night to my messages you do not reply. You know I still like you the most. The best of the best and the worst of the worst. Well, you can never know the places that I go. I still like you the most. You'll always be my favorite ghost. You need a big God. Is it just part of the process? Well, Jesus Christ, it hurts. Though I know I should know better, well, I can make this work. Is it just part of the process? Well, Jesus Christ, it hurts.
Is that from The Grudge? She's doing that thing which... I'm really scaring that. Oh my God, I love that song. Brand new from Florence the Machine, Big God. That bit, though, was a bit weird because that's definitely from that film, The Grudge, where they get killed. So I'm just double checking that I'm not going to die now. Big God, Florence the Machine. She's also dropped a video at the same time, which is a... amazing. It's a dancey video. It's kind of got FKA Twigs vibes. Obviously, FKA Twigs is a dancer. So it's her dancing with some girls with some colourful sheets on their head. They're writhing around in some water. It's got all you need from a music video, I'd say. A lot of thrashing around. I'm really enjoying Florence's new stuff. I have a lot of time for her. I've seen it live a lot of times. She's a beautiful singer, beautiful person. I think this album's very true and honest, and I really, it's showing a side to her that I think a lot of the public haven't seen before. So I really like it, and it's lovely. Chow Doe is going to be in the studio in a little second. I'm really excited to talk to him. But before that, I'd like to tell you a little bit about Christina Aguilera. I know we talk about her all the time. Shut up, Harriet. But this information is actually really weird and interesting. Okay. So she released her album. We all know it had features on it. Demi Lovato, Kado and Shenseea, who we're going to play in a minute. Ty Dolla Sign, 2 Chainz and XNDA. Now, I thought when I talked about it last week that that was an up-and-coming brand new artist. No, no, no. No, no, no. Although, in a way, it is. Everybody originally thought it was Pink because they've worked on stuff together. They've got songs apparently in the bank that they want to release, but not on the album. So it's not her because it's a boy, right? Everybody thinks that it's Lewis Hamilton. Yes, Lewis Hamilton, the racing driver, is apparently taking a little step into Xtina land and is apparently now some kind of R&B pop singer. I don't know what's going on. He's singing with an American accent. Perhaps he's trying to throw us all off. That's what everyone's saying, though. I've got some tweets here, actually. By the way, the song's called Pipe, by the way, which screams penises to me. I just got to say that. By the way, song Pipe, very sexual. You know who is rapping? Lewis Hamilton. It's XDNA. Called he did not wanted. Okay, this person's slightly confused with their tweet, but I'll read it as it is. Lewis Hamilton, it's XDNA, called he did not want it revealed. So Conrad Ent, at Conrad Ent, he thinks it's Lewis Hamilton. Wakunta at Snatched Wigs. Okay, if the rumours are true, Lewis Hamilton is XDNA. He did a good job. I agree. If it is him, because a lot of people were saying, like, I hope it's not him, I hope it's someone else. Why? Why not a bit of Lewis Hamilton? Why not a bit of Racing Driver on there? He's got the money. He's obviously been taking some singing lessons. It's actually a bit of a banger. We're not going to play it because it's not my favourite song on the album. We're going to play Right Moves, which is one of my favourites on the album. I'm really interested in this, guys. What is going on? XDNA, are you Lewis Hamilton? The reason everyone sort of thought it wasn't just out of thin air, like, oh my God, I wonder who this sounds like, Lewis Hamilton. No, it was because he is named as a writer on the song on Spotify. So I saw a screenshot of his name, but it's not on Apple Music. So I think they accidentally put his name on the Spotify as one of the writers. And if he's one of the writers, it's probably him. But if you've got any suggestions, tweet me and let me know, because I'm desperate to know who this guy is. It's 15 tracks, by the way, the album. So if you want to go and check it out, it's bloody long, but it's enjoyable. So you will like it. M&EK, by the way, has written on this. Kanye West has worked on Maria and Accelerate. Anderson Paak worked on the album. Shay Pope, who worked on Amalou, who we had on last week. It's a really well-produced, well-written album. I think if you haven't listened to it already, it's very far removed from normal Christina. But listen to that song and tell me if you think it sounds like Lewis Hamilton. Not that you'll know, because I've never heard Lewis Hamilton. Maybe you've heard Lewis Hamilton sing and you can come and give me the download. I've never heard him sing. Lewis, if you're listening, sort it out, mate. Tell us. Apparently, she really cannot tell anyone, and she's been sworn to secrecy. Maybe she even signed an NDNA. NDNA? XDNA has had my mind all scrambled. Right, this is Right Moves, featuring Kada and Shenseea. This is one of my favourite tracks on the album. You'll see why.
Christina. I don't know. Nobody can tell her you're the best, you know what I mean? Yeah, man. Let them know that.
On a glass table, love me something unstable. Kiss my lips until I can't resist till I'm incapable of coming down. On a wood staircase, love me till I can't think straight. One on one and one by one, we come undone. So I just keep on going down.
Just go down.
Just keep on going down. Yeah, chills are running up my spine, 'cause you got me to feel all the thoughts I made up in my head. You've made them real with the right moves. Right moves. Yeah, 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 you got the right moves. Woman up your body, banging in my chest. I must confess, it ain't the only.
trendset. I can't do without you, like an address to a letter. And the way you do your thing, no one can do it better. Your loving sweeter than a melody. Me have the best view when you're moving and you're swirling like a tsunami. When you explore my like the iPhone app and a Nikki X, but my call it Safari. Body build stronger and sexier than a million man in the US Army. You got the move straight up, representing for every 2 years.
So need my love the way you touch me and the way how you move. The way you hold on to my body like a tie up on you. And we not in a way them in a coulda way them approve. A girl a fight over your body, extra extra news. Right moves, you have to make me lick a body sweat. When time me come a proper love you, I go get. The way you move, the way you make my body sweat. This a body never feel it. You say your loving make me feel right. Any time I book you after midnight. I know nothing at all, energy never follow. Show me say you're wicked in a real life.
Christina, ex-Tina. She likes to be referred to as ex-Tina now. Shao Doe is joining me in the studio.
Yeah.
What's up, mate?
You said my name right. I love you already.
Yeah, man. I feel it's very important, especially even if your name is like Tim.
Yeah.
I want to make sure I'm pronouncing it right because everyone pronounces their names differently.
Yeah, they do. They do. And spell it differently as
People
well.
Sometimes call me Harrietty.
Really?
Yeah. Weird, right?
Slap them.
I do. Yeah. I've got a lot of GBH charges for that. How are you doing, mate?
I'm good. It's sunny. I'm solar powered. So, yeah, I'm just happy.
Oh, my gosh.
General.
I love that. I'm solar powered. Do you know what? I feel like I'm solar powered, but I always say that I'm affected by that sad thing.
Oh, seasonal affective disorder. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. You need vitamin D tablets.
I just need to be in this. I'm so much happier when the sun is shining. Like
I
today,
think most
I was like,
yep.
Yeah. Maybe we need to just move to a hot country.
I think that might be the way. Mm. We'll do the radio show out in like Marbella.
Yeah,
or something.
Let's go. Oh my God, yes.
Let's see if everyone will move with us. Let's go.
So you've been in FUBAR Radio before. On
I have.
The lovely Michael Payne show.
Yeah, I love this station, man. It's so awesome.
Thank you. I love
Plus
it too.
Plus, because we could swear here as well.
Yeah, fuck shit up, man.
Fuck sticks.
Oh my God. You're literally the sweetest person I've ever met in my life. You just said fuck sticks. That is the best swear word.
I know, right?
Fuck sticks. Who fucked those sticks, man?
Yeah, like sticks are dickheads.
Yeah, innit? Yeah. Well, you would know because you play with some sticks, don't you?
I do.
Nunchucks.
Yeah, the nunchucker, the bow staff, swords, loads of stuff.
For everyone listening, Shao Doe is a kung fu artist. Artist? Master?
I wouldn't ever say I was a master. Like,
kung fu artist, that would be
guy,
right.
Guy, kung fu okay. Guy.
Kung fu lad.
Lad, yeah.
Now, bloke. My only knowledge of kung fu comes basically from Kill Bill and films that I've watched. So in that, it's pretty... Pei Mei, which is actually... It was actually... He was based on a real kung fu master.
Yeah.
And he teaches Uma Thurman how to... Yeah. Sort of the art of kung fu. Now, I want to know, please tell me it wasn't as grueling, your training, as that.
Well, I actually lived in China for a little bit when I was younger, so...
Because you speak loads of different languages, don't you? You speak Japanese, I believe.
Yeah.
Which I saw on your Fire in the Booth, yeah. Which was sick.
Oh, you're honouring me right now. Thank you so much.
No, honestly, we're going to talk a bit about that later, but I want to talk about the kung fu.
Yeah. Right, so yeah, I was waking up at like 5 a.m. in the morning.
Ew.
run down the mountain, run back up. If you don't run, you get hit with something sharp.
What?
China's different. And then, you know, just training all day pretty much until probably about 6 to 7 p.m.
Were you like hardly eating anything as well? Because she doesn't really eat much when she's training.
No, we ate, but they fed us like weird food. They thought all the Westerners ate fries and chips and stuff. So breakfast was chips and boiled eggs. And
to be fair, that does sound a bit like my breakfast. So
then you would be fine out there then. You'd
do
well.
You know what? I'm going to move there. Not so much with the uphill downhill thing though.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I was there during the summer. I was told in the winter it went down to minus 30 degrees and people's eyelids were freezing shut and I was not involved.
Sorry. What?
Yeah.
I feel stressed out by that.
Yeah, so do I.
I think they probably did.
So
also.
Do I. I'm not really involved. Oh, I need to shout out a couple people as well who are tuned in. J Soul, Marianne Pickford, as well as Stephen Jameson.
Hello, guys. J Soul's been on the show before.
J Soul's a don. Me and him are doing a track soon. He just needs to record it.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
Listen, I want to. Before you go, will you teach me some kind of martial arts move?
I can.
Because you have to be, because it's a mix. It's basically Buddhism mixed with physical.
It's. I mean, the kung fu. The direct translation is like hard work. So it's just.
So
hard.
I'm kung fu then, because I work hard.
Yeah, there's kung fu in everything. I mean, there's kung fu in your music. There's kung fu in your artistry and the way you live your life, etc., etc. But when you break it down, just kick them in the balls.
So. that links very lovely, very nicely to you winning AIMS 2017 Hardest Working Artist.
I did, yeah.
So that's where it all come from. You wanted to study kung fu because you're so hardworking that you just wanted to go to the next level of working hard.
And it was while I was out there that I started writing lyrics and I got into music properly. So it's all kind of come full circle. So winning the award was amazing. I ran up on the stage and did a fly kick. So
sick!
Brought the kung fu back in. So for anyone who wants to nominate me for an award, you'll get fly kicks on stage if I win. So yeah.
Oh my God. No nunchucks though.
Well, I'd get arrested. Actually, to be a funny story, I almost got arrested twice because do you know those umbrellas that look like swords? You can get an umbrella with like the handle, it looks like a sword handle.
Oh, okay.
So I had one because it's flipping cool.
Yeah.
I was walking around in Cambridge and they called the armed police on me and they ran up on me with full on guns for my umbrella.
I mean,
so now I just don't carry anything that looks like it could be a weapon.
That's awful.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I like that you're seeing the funny side of it, but that is really...
You kind of have to. You have to laugh otherwise, you know, because I've met people who don't live in London who have the full, like, length sword umbrella, but because they don't look like me, they don't get arrested or run up on, so...
That is insane.
Yes. Anyway.
Well, I'm sorry for whoever that dickhead was.
It just means I can't carry swords. It's really upsetting.
The only sad thing about it is that I can no longer carry my sword around.
Yeah.
Swords are cool, though.
They are.
As long as you're safe with them.
Yeah, as long as you know what you're doing. But, I mean, like a knife and fork can be dangerous.
In it?
Yeah.
Especially if you're in Kill Bill.
Dangerous. Yeah, a pair of scissors can be dangerous. I mean, it's the tool. It's the person, not the tool.
You're so wise. Now, this is something I thought when I was looking at all your stuff and researching and learning about you. You are very clever. You're a clever boy.
So they say. I don't know about that. But
that's the way you come across your lyrics and everything you're working with. It feels like there's a level of intelligence there that is very, very obvious.
Thank you.
Your Fire in the Booth, let's touch on that. It was 2016, right?
Yeah, it was. End of.
It was beyond sick, for one.
Thank you.
You did three stages of...
Of rap, yeah. So lyricism, flow, and delivery, or personality, you know?
Yeah, and it was sick. It was... But I really loved... I wanted to touch on your honesty when you, I think you just... done the first one and you were like, look, I've got a lisp and I'm well spoken and this, that and the other, but that cannot determine how good I am at this art form. And I just really linked with you as soon as you said that.
Well, you know, it's because music touches people in different ways and I don't think you should be precluded from making music.
See, precluded. I don't even know what that means.
Disallowed. from making music because of where you grew up or where you came from, etc., etc. But more importantly, I think everybody's got something to say. And it's just how you say it. And I love the whole gangster stuff, the road stuff and everything like that, but that's not my life. And I think that it's not a lot of people's lives. And I want to represent what I'm about in my own way to people who can get it, and even people who might not be able to get it but can still feel it because of how I put it across. So it's just a different aspect to music, and I'm not trying to be anybody other than myself, and I think that's incredibly important.
Yeah, but also interestingly in the music industry I think it's rare because people are trying to be something else because they're trying to be whatever's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, or make whatever's current, you know, whereas I just like to make whatever I like.
And where does it come from in your mind? Where do you get to a place where you start to make music? How does it happen?
I like to travel. That's really my thing. I love to travel. Most of my music is written whilst I'm moving around. So I've now started dedicating Wednesdays to making music. That's my leave me alone day. So I'll just go out for a walk.
Good way to spend hump day.
Yeah. Go out for walk around the park, just write lyrics and see what I can come up with. And really, it's just life. It's just living life and trying to do the best I can with the time I've got on this earth.
I love your vibe, your energy. And we're going to play
Kaioken. That's the one, yeah.
Is that from Dragon Ball Z?
Yes! Yes, it is.
Okay, so I used to watch Dragon Ball Z when I was younger, but actually, we were at a festival and a guy was on stage shouting out, Thundercat wasn't it?
Thundercat
was
Ho,
shouting
yeah.
out Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, was he? Oh, dope. Who's
yeah,
that?
Yeah. Thundercat, his name.
Oh, Thunder. Oh,
yeah,
right.
His name was Thundercat.
Well,
isn't
that makes
it,
sense then.
The guy who was shouting out Dragon Ball Z, he was like the crowd. He was like, anybody here watch Dragon Ball Z? And there was not. Because I think it's really big in America.
Yeah, it is.
He's
yeah.
American.
Yeah.
Because I haven't watched it for years, but
it's
he
so
was
dope.
A massive fan. Yeah, I mean, for you as well, because it's related to the...
Yeah, and I've got a manga series as well. So I've just brought out my first book in my manga. So
what
yeah.
aren't you doing?
Flying.
Literally, you've got everything. You've just ticked every box. Tell me a bit about the manga series then.
Yeah, so it's just a retelling of my journey as an artist, but with a lot more fighting and special powers. And
sick.
Yeah, it's kind of like Dragon Ball Z, but music related. So the artists, it's set in a world where artists have like special powers based on the amount of fans that they have. So the idea is the more fans you get, the more powerful you get. And the book is about how you build your fan base. You know, you go up against other rappers on stage and you battle them with your lyrics, and the microphone turns the lyrics into weapons, so my character can make a sword out of his song lyrics and fight other people with it.
Dude, what is your mind? That is so sick.
Thank you. It's called The Way of Shout. It's available on my website. Cheeky plug.
Yeah, plug it, babe.
DIYgang.co.uk.
That's so cool, like, because I wouldn't have even thought of that, but it makes total sense, because it kind of is how the music industry
yeah,
works.
Yeah, and I want to tell a realistic version of the music industry, along with how difficult it is, rather than you just see this guy and he's blown up and he's on TV and the, you know, he's doing sold out shows. I want to show how you get to that point before mm-hmm. even all that, before anyone's even heard of you, how much work you need to put into your craft and into developing yourself as an artist before you can even step on the stage.
And you've talking of that vibe, you've opened for some of the biggest artists, Stormzy, Skepta, Wiley,
yeah.
Akala. What was it? Number one, is there one moment of those that shines? And
yeah, I'm smiling now. The Wiley one, of course.
Yeah, of course. The Godfather.
Because Wiley's hilarious. He's just such a funny guy. Because it was random. I wasn't even supposed to be opening for him. I was in Manchester on a random one and found out their show was going on, so I just turned up. They let us into the backstage, so I walked up to Wiley, said hello. I'd met him like twice at this point, and he said, oh, Sheldo, what are you doing here? I said, I was just in Manchester. And he was like, okay, do you have your music with you? I was like, yeah. He's like, okay, 5 minutes, go on stage and perform. I was like,
shut up.
I was like, all right.
So that is one of those moments that some people would have said no, you know?
Yeah, I'm always ready to go.
You just got sly little USB in your back pocket.
Yeah. Well, this was a time when we had CDs, so.
You had your CD in your back pocket?
Yeah. Well, in a bag, but yeah, still.
Oh my God. You are kung fu, hard work. Like,
yeah, well, I'll throw the CD at you if you annoy me, so like a ninja star, so.
Yeah, sick. I love that. That's such a lovely story as well.
Yeah, no, he's a nice guy. I think he always tries to help people, but a lot of people take advantage of that, so he's had to be a little bit more hard with it, but I think naturally he just wants to help people.
Of course, yeah. And I think it is easy to get taken advantage of in those situations.
Yeah.
You've just finished the Hard Work and Nunchucks tour.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me a bit about how it went.
Yeah, that was dope. It was I got to the end of the year and I thought I need to go into 2018 with something that scares me, because I'm a full believer of never being too comfortable with your life, because the minute you get too comfortable is the minute you start stagnating. So I thought, okay, what is going to scare the hell out of me? Doing a tour. So I thought I'm going to do a 3-date tour. The idea was to do London, Derby and Norwich, plan it all myself, fund it all myself, and try not to go bankrupt. And I did all 3 dates, and yeah, I didn't lose money on it, so I'm really, really happy about
which
it.
Is huge in the music yeah. industry. Losing money on tour is like a
yeah.
given.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of people involved who kind of made it, like my DJ, my merchandise manager, all the support acts all helped make it dope like it was, but it was the idea of I'm going to do this and making it happen. And all everything in between that, that was the scary part. But now it's done. I'm so happy to have said that I managed to tour on my own and make it happen, and it worked.
Good for you. Yeah. And was there any nunchucks there?
There was actually on all three shows. I pulled out the nunchucker and I span them on stage, and I didn't hit anybody, and I didn't get sued, even though I got public liability insurance.
You're so well prepared. So hold on, being serious, right? Have you ever hit yourself in the face with a nunchuck?
Like once, and that's how I learned how to get good. So I was, I think 15, and I bought a pair of telescopic nunchucker from Croydon.
Why they tell it? What's telescopic mean?
So you can make them really, really small, and then when you pull it out, they go to full size. But they were made out of,
it's like Star Wars shit, right there.
Yes, yeah, exactly. And it, I like to go when I pull them out, but they were metal. So the point was, I was really scared because it's either I get good at these very quickly or I kill myself. So I got good at them really quickly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can you really die?
I mean, if you're spinning them fast and they're pure metal and you hit yourself in the head, you will either concuss yourself or go into some sort of coma or cave your head in.
Dude.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
Yes. So, yeah, you get good quick.
I'm going to take that up.
You should.
I'm up for it.
Start with wood, though. Actually, I've got a pair of wooden ones now. I prefer wood to metal. They just feel
wood
better.
Wood doesn't hurt so hard.
Oh, no, they do, but they just feel better in your hands.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Right, we're going to play a little bit of Kaioken. Is that right? Kaioken.
Kaioken. Kaioken, yeah.
Yeah, it's such a banger.
Thank you.
Also, I love the tone of your voice in this track as well. Like, I feel like when you say the Kaioken, like, hit, it really works.
Yeah, I like to play with my voice and do like, different voices. Today, I've got the low, sexy radio voice on today.
Mate, it's working. It is working. Loving it.
Thank you.
Should we play a little bit of Kaioken, then?
Let's do it.
Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Tell everyone where they can find you on social media so they can hit you up.
Everything is at Shaodo Music, just Shaodow Music. That's all social media. I'm probably still on Bebo as well. Yeah, website is diygang.co.uk. This is Kaioken. You're listening to FUBAR Radio. Let's go.
So, any last words, monkey? You know, besides gurgle gurgles. Yeah! Kaioken! What?
You know when you need to switch up a gear? Yeah. Yo. Man, it's like Kaioken. Kaioken. You'll get hit with a Kaioken. Kaioken. When I switch it to Kaioken. Kaioken. You'll get hit with a Kaioken. Kaioken. I'm the type to bring a sword to a gunfight and cut through the vast clap bullets. They think I'm some kind of stupid. I do what you can't and I do what you couldn't. But how you gonna bust with no fingers to pull it? Trying to wash blood out the shadow hood. It's mad what I've been through and still withstood it. They thought I'd fail, give up or get mullered. So when they say something to stop me, I say should it? I ain't a bad man, I'm trying to stay good. It's tough when they get in your face and keep pushing. But was he playing with flames when he's wooden? When I stand up, go take a seat, I'm still cushions. I ain't heard of fear. Even up against the odds, I persevere. I'm the freaking other dog in a herd of deer. I'll be firm and clear. You get my blood cleat point from a burning spear. Yeah, Sal, aka who's he? Aka Bruce Lee, aka Monkey, Big D Luffy, aka Sickness, aka the reason you don't mess with a guy who minds his own business. Might leave a scar, might make you realize you're not that hard. I'm a young black man with a samurai's heart in his hand, cause I end what a samurai starts.
Kaioken, Kaioken, you'll get hit with a Kaioken. Kaioken, when I switch it to Kaioken. Kaioken, you'll get hit with a Kaioken. Kaioken.
Every time I sought more, I fought for getting better when I'm claw torn. I'm a warlord, set a trend in my small store. I'm a raw force, make a better with a court talk with a short sword. Ignore more, I see me bounce when your floorboards. I'm the time to be forlorn. This is the fight I was born for. Get your guard up, I'm hard, I'm a fast, so the last one, a ha-ha. From disaster, I crafted an armor, regardless of failure. I can't wait for a savior. If I'm right, I'm Xavier, so hit me as hard as you can. I'm good, I never quit when you think I should. I'll be fighting ya, do you understand? It's exciting, my one-on-one punch man. Black Saiyan, God forgive you if you think I'm playing. Rock the dragon when I switch, start praying. Got to battle with a slim chance, weigh in. I don't know about back down. Furthermore, I don't know about background. I never left irrespective, I'm back now. I'll attack now, it's a fact when I see where they tap out.
Kaioken, Kaioken, you'll get hit with a Kaioken. Kaioken, when I switch it to Kaioken. Kaioken, you'll get hit with a Kaioken. Kaioken.
Chaldo. Bit obsessed with him, to be honest. Levels of intelligence, very, very clear from that man. Also, what a lovely, lovely guy. Really, really like him. Now, I'm going to chat to you a little bit about, obviously you all know I'm a big fan of IMDb. She's just dropped a new video for Drippy. It's really good. Go and check it out. She looks incredible in it. Fashion levels are high. It's summer to a T, this track. And it's coming. It's the first single from her forthcoming EP, Flight Mode Volume 4, which was announced also just the other day. It's the follow-up to Hoodrich, which you can get now on all streaming platforms. Go see it, listen to it, get your vibe about IMDb. She's incredible. Neo-soul, trap-inflected, like everything about this girl is so exciting. She's from Manchester, I think. She's just awesome. Everything about her is a vibe. She looks great. She sounds great. I think it's going to be a big year this year, but even bigger next year. Like, this girl is going places. And I'm just really excited because I get very excited about when I start listening to an artist and I can see their sort of trajectory and it's just going up and up and up and up and up. This girl is so, so exciting. Take a listen to Drippy. I'm here till 6, so do not leave before then. But after, later on today, go and check out her video because it's really, really sick. This is Drippy. I am DDB. Stay locked into FUBAR Radio. SVU are going to be in the studio in a little minute. Plus, I'm going to be chatting a bit more about some news stories. But first, let's play some nice music.
Yeah. I don't even know what it is. I don't even know what it is. Give me a championship. Whoa, hey, yeah. The way I walk, look at me flex. I got a sword, yeah. Look at the wave, yeah. Moving like I'm on the way, yeah. Yeah. Don't try me, the deck got a whole lot of say, yeah. Drip, 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 drip every day, yeah. Yeah. My niggas built to drip. Sampled all over your shit. Bitch, you didn't catch the drift. Drip, drip, got a whole lot of sauce. Give me a jaw, nigga. Matter of fact, give me a meal times two and a little trip of drugs, nigga. Give me a thug, nigga. Fuck a nice guy, I'm rough, nigga. Follow me around, tell me you love me, nigga. Feed me some knowledge and the mic, I'm with ya. Flying through my veins, yeah. Sadness fade away, yeah. It's in my blood, it's in my blood. Dripping away, dripping away. Fuck a fraud, dripping sauce. Do it all day. I ain't got no time, I've been rolling up around with a fix to the snake.
Fix on the snake.
Trippy, trippy in my wall, yeah. Trippy, trippy in my tall, yeah. Nice juicy thighs when I wall, yeah. Trip. The way I wall, look at me flex. I got a sword, yeah. Look at the wave, yeah. Moving like I'm on the way, yeah. Yeah. Don't try me, the deck got a whole lot of say, yeah. Drip. I'm dripping, drip, drip every day, yeah. Sharing chairs, never sharing waves, yeah. Yeah. What's yours is mine, and what's mine gets paid, yeah. Yeah. I ain't even got a stamp for this shit. Too busy getting checks and shit. Bougie with to match a bougie bitch. Niggas catching calls, I'm making them sick. Yeah, 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 keep talking your shit. You ain't getting all that broad boys, yeah. I can fuck with a broad boy, no. Rich forever, yeah, that's my role. Doing bougie, yeah, platinum gold. Need a nigga to treat me right now. Another nigga calling me his wife, yeah. The way I walk, look at me flex. I got a sword, yeah. Look at the wave, yeah. Moving like I'm on the way, yeah. Yeah. Don't try me, the deck got a whole lot of say, yeah. Drip. Yeah, cause I ain't thinking about you. That option's coming through. Sexy and I feel it too. Niggas looking at me like look at you, oh, oh, yeah. Yeah, fucking finesse, getting dressed. Take me to the mall, only want the best dress. Lay it down, do it right, hit it from both sides. Diddy baby,
diddy yeah, keep it G.
Diddy baby, yeah. Cause I ain't thinking about you. Got options coming through. Sexy and I feel it too. Niggas looking at me like look at you. Yeah, yeah.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
There's a story going round, I hope it's true. There's 100 things I wanna say to you. Baby, can we talk about it? I just wanna talk about it with you, with you. I hate that you made me feel this way. I'm addicted to the way you numb the pain. Baby, can we talk about it? I just wanna talk about it with you, with you. I can't wait to be sober. And I wanna tell you how I want you to come over. I wanna lay you down tonight and sleep on the sofa. Just to be closer to you. I wanna feel like I know you.
Streaming through my veins. Try pacing how much that I take while you're running through my brain. Don't you ever go listen to what they have to say. My liver must be drained. My liver must be drained. For what I have to say, I need a speedy recovery. I need to fix what I've broken and nothing's stopping me. How could I mind my own business when you're my company? And I'll say this all properly when I'm sober. Yeah.
I can't wait to be sober.
Very, very excited. Now, I've got a lady in the studio that I've been wanting to get in the studio for a long time. Rosita Bonita, welcome.
Hi, hello.
Of SVU.
Hello.
How are you, babe?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you, my love?
I'm good. We're missing Prince George, though, aren't we?
I know. Prince George Referata.
Where
I don't know.
I saw you a little while ago because I actually run a night that you played at. Amazing. Called Forecast.
Oh, yes. Amazing.
And you were... I ran back to Nat, my producer, and I was like, these guys are incredible. Your live performance is so powerful.
Oh, thank you.
You embody R&B to a level of that I can't really comprehend, because I'm a huge R&B girl. And this takes me back but brings me forward at the same time, which I think
amazing.
It's such a good place to be, right?
Yes, thanks so much, that's so sweet of you.
Nah, it's serious, because I always am hankering for R&B that sticks to the R&B that I know, but also becomes something new. It's something that people are doing right now, and it's exciting, but I feel like you guys have got it.
Thanks.
You know what I mean?
Thanks. I think we're just trying to
not try to be defined by any sorts of genres per se, but like I feel like it quite naturally came out from our inspirations. You know how it is with singers, they always, and producers, they always come out with who's inspired them, and that comes across in their music, and hopefully we embody those. And it's been very, very amazing to hear that from quite a lot of people. It's been real, like, really humbling and sweet.
And who are your like main influences or childhood listening, you know, people that you really loved when you were a kid or whatever?
I really, really loved garage music. Yes. Like Tough Jams and like Shola Amma and like all of that. And then I was really into like Badoo and Groove Theory, the singer from that, Amel Loriot. Do you know her?
No.
She did that, you know, that George Fitzgerald.
Sick, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's
yeah.
the OG of that sample.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, you should look at her stuff. It's really sick. She's French and she sings in, like, English. It's amazing. She's one of my big influences. And then Musina from America, she kind of reversed her vocals, which I hadn't heard, and it sounded Indian. So when I was making music, I'd be experimenting with like electronic samples similar to garage but in a more R&B form. So that's like someone to check out.
Sick.
Yeah, she's
thank
wicked.
You also for that bank of knowledge. Like, I'm going to go back through the archives right now. Heart to Say is your mixtape, which is coming out on 6th of July.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to play Heart in a minute. Yeah, you excited? You've got the launch party the night before, is that right, in Peckham?
Yeah, it's on the 5th of July at Ghost Notes. Please get down there. The lineup is stinking.
Yeah, tell me who you've got on there.
Sean Sky, Omelette, we've got Zem, we've got Rago Foot.
It's going to be massive.
Yeah, he's part of King Cruel's band, and like they did all the Sublunar City guys. Shouts to all the South East and London crew, like they're all amazing, like it's all them lot. And El High, so we've got female rappers. It's just gonna be buzzing. I'm so, so excited.
A melee of talent right there.
Oh my god, amazing, like my dream lineup.
And this is Heart is the follow-up to Refrain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Co-produced by DJ Reed, who's
JD. Yeah,
sorry
yeah.
What did I just say?
DJ Reed.
Oh my god.
But no, you could
say
that.
JD Reed.
Easy, easy, easy.
I feel like my words are completely scrambling, like scrambled eggs in my brain. But people call him like London's answer to Timbaland. Like he's worked with Mabel, Katie B, like huge artists. He's got such a touch.
He's a beautiful person, and his music expresses his personality so much. He's an amazing dancer as well, actually, before he was doing dance. And yeah, he's got a lot to give musically, and I'm very excited for his career. Like, he's amazing.
Yeah,
yeah.
It really added something to the track, I feel like.
What and was his mixtape, amazing as well. Did you hear any of that?
I haven't heard
it's
it,
got,
no.
It's got KEB, Slow Tie, Fatima, people like that.
Slow Tie, I'm obsessed with. We've actually got his track Ladies to play a little bit later. I'm a really big fan of
this.
I also love the video for Refrain, by the way.
Thank you very much.
It was kind of like very artistic, very vibesy. I love the outfits. Set in a apartment block, right?
Yeah, that was my auntie's.
Really?
Apartment block, yeah.
So she got to tell everyone to leave you alone when you're like, stop making noise.
Kind of.
Yeah. And I guess it kind of, there were snakes in it, which freaked me out a little bit. But is that your snake?
Well, it's a very long and interesting story. I actually have to shout out Carl for that, from Gumtree. I looked into hiring snakes from the Royal Zoo, but it was like 500 quid. So I was like, nah. Looked on Gumtree. There were some snakes for sale and they were a lot cheaper. So I was like, beg you come down, I'll pay the full price to just come and like man them. He came down with his kid, his dog, the granddad, two of them. We got two snakes. They're in the video. You catch them in there at the start. It was mad.
That is so sick.
Yeah, it was mad. And it was also the first video that I've actually styled. So that, on top of that, that was very interesting.
Kudos to you, mate, because it's sick styling.
Thank you so much. And shout outs to Palm Vaultsville Vintage. Joe, she assisted me, and also No License Shop in South. Them boys too, they all helped out, and Adidas and everyone, they helped me out, gave me the bits, and then I just got to play around.
Well, the thing is, you've got to play around, and if you've got the artistic like freedom to be able to do that, it's pretty beautiful, right?
Oh, it was so good.
Are we going to get a video for Heart?
We are. Oh. It's done. It's done. It's done. Oh, I can't wait. I'm not sure how much I can say.
Oh,
I'm not sure how much I can say about it, but it was definitely a guerrilla video. We broke some laws doing that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm excited to see it. Is it set in London?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I want to know. Are you going to like play it at your the night?
Mm. Great idea. Yes.
There you go.
There you
You're
go.
Welcome.
There you go, babes. Thanks.
Tell me a little bit. You've said of it, of Refrain, it was a swan song to identity in the modern age.
Swan, I think they were Prince's words, actually.
Oh, really?
Yes, for that. Can you... What was it into? Have you got the sentence before?
No, I haven't. I just really liked that vibe of the idea that, you know... you're trying to create your... So this video was a way of you trying to create your view of the world and how you see it.
Well, it was inspired by a dancer, one of the main dancers in it. I went to see a art exhibition and it was a projection of him dancing and it was about sickle cell, and I just found the whole idea of observing someone within... observing someone, like watching someone printed and then it, like... almost Inception kind of styles. That's what it kind of was inspired by. And then this whole like Snakes and Ladders game of like an exhibition, like a person being an exhibition, and what people think about when they're like looking out in their lives. Like, is it a game? Or, you know what I mean?
Oh.
Is it a game? Or is it real? Or are you exhibiting yourself? Or are you being real? Like, that's kind of, yeah.
I love it. Is this gonna bleed into the new video? Is there elements of this there?
100%. It's definitely the same style. You've got the characters from the first video. Some characters from the first video we did twice back in that. And I think it's kind of stepped up in a way of the kind of R&B influences, like a bit of like Khalees Milkshake vibes, a little bit of like Flowetry vibes to it.
Nice.
It's like that sort of thing.
My Milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. That's a banger.
Yeah.
Also.
Ying, yes.
Were you a big fan of R&B when you were younger, like Brandy and all those guys?
It was my way out. Everyone else was into My Chemical Romance, whereas I was into like Ashanti.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, babe. Well,
all right.
Just for you, I've got something for you.
Okay.
So I've made a little game where I'm going to read the lyrics to some old school R&B songs.
Okay.
And I want you to see if you can get it, okay? Right?
Okay.
Okay, so let me see if I can find... I'm going to play the clip for you afterwards if you get it right. So this is a good one. This is
going to be like, wrong. Nah,
it's okay
though. I'm rubbish at stuff like this. Go, yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Think it's time we got this straight. Sit and talk face to face. There's no way you could mistake him for your man. Are you insane? Now think about the context of that. There's no way you could mistake him for your man. Are you insane? Think about girls stealing girls' men.
The boy is mine?
Yeah!
Hey!
Let's have a listen to it.
Hooray!
Sit and talk face to face. There's no way you could mistake.
Yes.
Love
Brandy,
it.
Monica, yes.
Yes, girls.
See, one point to you already.
Well, hey.
Up next... It's Friday night and I feel all right. The party's here on the west side. So I reach my 40 and I turn it up. Designated driver, take the keys to my truck. You know this.
West side.
Yes. Come on.
Ah.
You know it.
Danelle? No.
Yes.
Danelle Jones?
No. I thought you was...
Fine. Oh, this is how we do it.
Yes.
Bye.
Montel Jordan.
Sorry about that, Montel.
This is how we do it.
She still vibes in there. And I feel all right. Okay, one more. You've done really well so far.
Thanks, babe.
Okay, I was going to do that one, but actually it's too easy. You'd get it straight away. So I'll do a different one. We belong together. And you know that I'm right. Why do you play with my heart? Why do you play with my mind? Said we'd be forever. Said it never die. How could you love me and leave me and never say goodbye? Think about the best slow jams boy band of all time.
Boys to Men?
Yes!
I don't know which song, though.
You know this song. You know this song. I'm going to... Shall I play it for you?
Then,
is it...
Yes, I love this song.
Yes,
I'm so glad that yes, yes.
Babe, you pretty much got 3 out of 3, so I wouldn't worry about it.
Yay, woy oy.
Woy oy. Hopefully people will be playing some of those bangers on your party night as well. You've got a DJ.
We do. DJ Pirate Bay and Fred Wave.
Sick.
Yeah, they're sick. Well, we're going to be playing like house, I think.
Ooh.
Well, like... So not like it's not gonna be like classic R&B now. I think it's gonna be like Brazilian-y, moody man-y, you know, jazzy.
Yeah, bringing the vibes, yes. bringing the genres that like every genre.
Exactly, I think remixes of them.
Mix
I love
and
doing
swerve,
that.
That's,
yes,
that's
girl.
Let's play a bit of Heart, shall we?
Love to play a bit of Heart. Yes.
So mixtape's out 6th of July. You can go and actually see it happen live the night before.
Yes, guys. Come down. Make sure you don't miss out. Get in there early because, yeah.
It's going to sell out. You can buy tickets, right?
You can buy tickets off Resident Advisor, off our link on our Instagram, which is at SVULDN, and anywhere that's fucking good.
Yeah! Okay, this is Heart SVU. Thank you so much, babe.
Cheers. Thanks so much.
Congratulations for being so good at that game.
Thank you so much for having me.
We'll see you next time.
See you next time.
Snow and I'm chilling by Harriet Rose. This is Fubar Radio. What's good?
Hello. Thanks to SVU, Rosita, for coming in. That was awesome. Also, thanks so much to all of our guests today. Small Hours came in a little bit earlier. Shaldo and, of course, Rosita Bonita of SVU. Go make sure you get down to their EP, their little mixtape launch because it's going to be sick. They are awesome. I'm a really big fan of them. I've been a fan of them for time. I'm excited to see what's going to happen with their music, what's coming out, and all the videos and stuff. They just seem like artistically very well-rounded 360, you know. They're dropping the art as well as the music, and it's exciting. It's time for the end of the show. Stephen Lang is waiting with bated breath next door with a large glass of white wine. I just want to say a shout out to all of you for listening today. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week on www.fullbarradio.com. And you can also check out, basically, I did my Champion feature today on the Carters. Take a listen back if you'd like to. We'll be doing Champion each week. I'm excited about next week's Champion. I'm not going to tell you any more than that. I'm finishing the show, as I mentioned a minute ago. We're going to play Slow Tie. I came across Slow Tie. I don't know if any of you've... checked out Colours, the YouTube channel. It's essentially where artists go and perform in like one colour surrounds them, and it's just artistically it's really beautiful, but it's a really good way to find new artists if you want to find new people that maybe you wouldn't hear of in a normal sort of circumstance. Go check it out. This is Slow Tie, ladies, and we will see you next week. Bye.
Lines, don't lose sleep over you peeling a sheep. Nothing seems real till it lands at your feet. We all pay bills, I got gaps in my teeth. It never gave me luck, they're just gaps in my teeth. I smile a lot, why not? Fine girls getting eyed up. It's best to keep your eyes shut. Too nice to keep my eyes off. That's fresh cake, hands off. Crush grapes and bake off. I always take days off, praying that it pays off. Stereotype me as a waster. See myself like a bader, never been a faker. Baby boy from the manger, East Midlands popper. Parker, think I'm selling A-class, went to see a doctor. He said my life was made up. What you do with no options? Like a squirrel for an acorn, pulling out my hair. I ain't getting no cane roll, searching for gold at the end of the rainbow. I'm in a yellow brick road, doing up angel. Did I do it cause I say so? In bagel king, I ain't trying to get a bagel. Life a sin, can you give the boy a halo? Can you give the boy a blight? I'm just trying to get by, always told me lies. Now they stood outside, pray at demise. I'm an eagle flying, through the breeze, H.I. glide. Last these, I'm Jesus Christ. They're nice when I'm twice as nice. Like your girl's cooking, like your mom's E9. This one's for the ladies, cause they have our babies, and they drive us crazy, but they made us men. This one's for the ladies, cause they have our babies, and they drive us crazy, but they made us men. Falling in my foot, no one helped me out. I'm not on pure, neither good, like that's not allowed. I tried talking to God, can you help me out? Never got a response, only asked since a child. Been a short on trial, I'm sure that I walked this out. Caught this flight, deja vu. Already lived this life, so the path that I'm on, yeah, this one's mine. No more sleep, no more lines, no more breaching, no more fines, no more tag and no more nights. In on the curfew, early night. No more job seekers, no more team leaders, wimping leaders. No more swinging out fights, everybody swinging out now. Like nobody dies, but it's comeback season. I'll come back when I'll come back needed. Man like Lil Joe, I'm squeezing. Probably smoke more, I'm leaning. 8-year-old blowbacks breathing. Nowadays cognac sipping. Back then, scrumpy sipping. Lamborghini, never walk a Brini. Gotta find my Avericks. They sell short for flavours. I want to sell myself out for a built-in acres. I want a wife that's gracious. Then we can get a yard that's big and Barbados. I appreciate Queens cause they made us. I'll pour the sea with your fragrance. Tasting like babies. Put me in a spell like Saiyans. Shout when it's rainy. Bob Marley, what's your preference? This one's for the ladies, cause they have all babies, and they drive us crazy, but they made us men.